The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Well, it was like something out of Hollywood yesterday, minus the life or death consequences. It was a successful NASA mission to try to stop an asteroid from, in this case, not colliding with Earth. But if that were to happen, looks like we've got the weaponry to stop that from occurring. Joining us right now to talk more about yesterday's mission, ABC News producer in Houston, Gina Sinceri. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. Well, the spacecraft didn't survive. You have to think of it kind of like a bug on the windshield. It was going to give up its life in the name of science. And the science succeeded. They hit the asteroid. They were going 14,000 miles per hour. And that collision last night was designed to test whether this technology could someday be deployed to protect Earth from a potentially catastrophic impact.
You know, I mentioned Hollywood. I mean, I was thinking of the movie Armageddon, where they had to do that to potentially keep an asteroid from hitting Earth. So it's good to know that this technology exists and that it works, right?
It is good to know. And, you know, fortunately, no human beings died in this, but we all love it when the movies take on asteroids.
Of course.
I guess what's important about this is we know there's 30,000 asteroids out there, right? At the moment, none of them have us in their target, but someday one will. And to know that we have the ability to keep it from hitting Earth and wiping us out is a good thing.
Absolutely. So we know the technology is there and that it works. What's next for NASA with this technology?
Well, what's next is the European Space Agency, who are our partners in this, are going to launch a spacecraft called Hera in a couple of years. And what Hera will do is look at where DART hit and see, did that change anything? Is that changing the orbit? Right now, all the major telescopes on Earth and in space, Hubble and Webb, are also looking at this to see if this tiny little spacecraft, besides the refrigerator in your kitchen, managed to change the orbit.
Interesting. And if that's the case, then this opens kind of a new chapter, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? It's going to be really exciting to do what the next steps are.
Yeah, always is. Gina, appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us today.